Turn around, look them in the face. They don't like. That music, that comes from none other than Toronto's very own talented Miss Leslie Feist. The song is called I Feel It All. You can find that on Feist's third album, The Reminder. In the middle, it is Montreal alternative singer-songwriter Little Scream. The song is called Love is a Weapon. That's from the sophomore album called Following. And then starting things off with that set, another incredible Montreal artist. It is Alison Russell. Demons is the song. That is from her most recent album, The Returner. Let's keep things going. Enough time to cram in some really fun music. How about we head to Motown with one of their very first biggest stars? She gave us the hit, My Guy. It is Mary Wells with her take on another Motown classic. Mary Wells here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm not afraid to what he hates to do. Having fun with it, though it's hurting you. She loves to do what he hates to do. Loving it, having fun with it.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who loves them. When we talk about divas in all the delightful ways, Grace Jones has to be up there at the top of that list. Pure diva spirit from Grace Jones, no matter what she does. An album turning 40 years old this year, it is Grace Jones' 8th album, Inside Story. We heard the song Party Girl. In the middle, going back to the early 1980s, South Bronx sister act ESG with their song Get Funky. You can find that on the ESG compilation album, A South Bronx Story. And then kicking things off, it is Detroit's very own Mary Wells, one of the very first stars to come out of Motown Records. That is her take on the song Money, That's What I Want. You can find that on the Motown compilation album, Something New, Motown Lost and Found. Well, friends, looking at the clock, we are losing time. That means we are wrapping the entire 2-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy up. I will be back next week. In the meantime, I cannot say thank you enough to you, the listener, whether you tuned in for a couple of minutes, a couple of hours, or nearly 25 years. And for all of our community and campus stations that carry Girly So Groovy, again, I cannot say thank you enough for making space in your busy schedules to include us. We are nearly 20 stations now, by my count, across Canada, coast to coast, and down south into the United States. And this show would be nothing without that community and campus radio spirit, especially our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM, at the University of Windsor in Windsor and Detroit. Don't forget, you do not have to let an entire week go by until the next Girly So Groovy. You can stay in touch all week long. There are two ways you could do this. One would be through social media. We are on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook, simply Girly So Groovy there. The other way you can check in with us is through our absolutely free, no membership required listening page. Go to the website Mixcloud. What you do, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. And when you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of the program just waiting for you. Maybe you noticed that this show was riddled with a number of cover songs. Well, did you know that every fall we do a full 2 hours of nothing but cover songs? We call it Under the Covers. That is still available for you to listen to on our Mixcloud page, in addition to episodes like our top 10 and honorable mentions for 2025, plus our regular programming. Mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Now, how should we wrap up the full 2 hours, especially coming off of a diva like Grace Jones? You know what? Let's not even try to replicate that diva energy. Let's go the complete opposite way. How about Montreal indie folk rock? Common Holly released a brand new album last summer. The new album is called Anything Glass. I'm going to leave you with the song Enough. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Until then, here is Common Holly here on Girly So Groovy. Thanks for tuning in.
I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't trial, a tall ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, a tall ambition. I don't know what it means to. I don't know what it means to.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. I'm J. Drew Lanham, an ornithologist, naturalist, and writer. And this is a note I've written to a bird I love. Dear Pileated Woodpecker, First off, do you prefer a long I or short? Just want to make sure I start off right. Personally, I go for the pileated pronunciation and not the pileated one. Potato, potato, right? Speaking of names, been wondering what you think of all the Lord God bird stuff. People mistaking you for the long-lost ivory-bill woodpecker. I mean, after all, that huge ivory bill used to give you guys a run for your biggest pecker money back in the day. Yeah, I know. The difference is obvious. But trust me, I know what it's like for someone to see big and black and fall to assumption. Exhausting, ain't it? Anyway, just wanted you to know I appreciate all that mistaken identity nonsense you put up with. And it's pretty awesome the way your calls make even the suburban woodlots seem like faraway wildness. I really don't like the whole Hen of the Woods name some folks gave you way back when, but I'll let you choose the best name for you. Hoping the hammering headaches aren't too bad and the profiling doesn't cost you your own identity. All best, Drew.
Yo, this is Black.